It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Live with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus. It's brought to you by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has Chiefs tickets at the lowest prices with no fees. Ticket differently at Tickets for Less. Proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Now, here's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus.
Good evening, everybody. And for the first time in 2018, we will open the doors to the Chiefs. I should say 2018 season, we'll open the doors to the Chiefs Kingdom. Tonight, we're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, one of the outstanding Hy-Vee Market Grills, 64th Street in the Northland, Tom Watson Parkway, near the National, just west of I-29, a great store. And by the way, how great has Hy-Vee been all this season? 70,000 towels at the game. I don't know where Matt's at. I'm going to give a shout-out, too, to Brad McAnally, Darren Hurl, if he's listening tonight in Des Moines. They are terrific partners. We are setting an NFL record tonight because this is our 23rd Chiefs Kingdom show in a single season. That's never happened before by seven. And Charlie's here, Kyle's here. They've been here all season long. And we appreciate you being out here in some tough circumstances. We've all felt this to the core of our soul in losing that game on Saturday afternoon / evening to the Tennessee Titans, 22-21. Been very difficult to take. But we press on. And tonight's show, we'll take a little bit of a glance back, mostly a bounce forward, because in my opinion, I'm not sure the franchise has had this much young talent returning to an attack a season next year, coming off a 16-2 three-year mark in the division, which is by far the best in the league. You can save the tweets and the emails and the Instagram. You can save it with the posts because I understand. I want to win in the postseason as much as anybody here. Same with Andy Reid. You will hear it in his voice because I talked to him earlier today. I get all that. But you can only kick the door down if you're kicking on the door. If you don't kick the door, it is not going to fall. This team is kicking on the door. 53 wins in 5 years, back-to-back division titles. We know first time ever. You can't win home games if you don't get home games in the playoffs. And this is the best collection of young talent coming back, especially on the offensive side, probably since the early Stram days of the mid-1960s in the franchise. I will debate anybody that wants to debate. If you can get here within 30 minutes, it's on. You can come here, and it's on. That's kind of where I'm at tonight because it's time to roll into 2018. Special thanks to Tickets for Less. By the way, Hy-Vee specials tonight here at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in the Northland. Happy hour, apps and taps, half price during a happy hour. Also, burger, fries, and tap beer tonight, just $6.99. Steak and tap beer. Kendall's got his eyes on that. Steak and tap beer, just $12.99. Also, special thanks. Bentley's here tonight with Tickets for Less. She has a satchel of tickets ready, I think, for this year's Super Bowl and next year's season opener. But don't forget, Tickets for Less has all the tickets you need for your sporting events and concert events. A couple awesome concerts are coming up here in the offseason at Arrowhead, Taylor Swift being one. No taxes and fees. You can find the best available tickets for any event. TicketsForLess.com to check out all the sports, concerts, and theater events going on now. Thank you, Bentley. Thank you, Tickets for Less, and all those folks. And, yes, she's got her Hunker Down Dogs hoodie on tonight. The Redcoaters are here tonight in force. Three generations of Redcoaters are here. We even flew some in from Florida for tonight's show. As Aisha and Mercedes are here from Clearwater, Florida, helping out the Redcoaters tonight. The Irish Brigade is here tonight. Colonel McGowan, the leader of the brigade. Reed's Redheads are here tonight. We got some special Redheads here. Weird Wolf and Weird Wife are here tonight. The Geeks are here tonight. Snowstorm Sandy, Autograph Geek, Yellow Froman, Taj Mahal Tailgater, Susie Bling Bling, Kent the Cake Packer. The Lotawana Lake Rats, the Red Guard is here tonight. Also, Big Chief Eric is here, as always. The super fans of KC, the Nothing But Noise Tailgate, and the Lot D Tailgaters are here tonight. All right. The people, it's rough to lose that game. I'm telling you, it's rough. But when I look at all that we have coming back, and there's news today, Matt Nagy's leaving to go become the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Yes, there'll be staff changes. Yes, there'll be changes in the roster. But with all the young talent that we have coming back, it is time to attack 2018 and the season. It's time to put the hammer down. That's where we roll, and that's where we go. And if you want to debate, you can come out. We have plenty of room here tonight, plus all the specials from Hy-Vee. Okay. Two special human beings are here tonight after we hear from Coach Reed. And I can't tell you enough about these two guys. One is a 15-year National Football League veteran, terrific speaker if you want to hire him. But he changed the game. He changed the entire National Football League, becoming the premier long snapper in the league and basically changed the way teams do their rosters. He's an innovator. But Kendall Gammon here tonight, 15-year NFL veteran, 7 years with the Chiefs. And also here tonight is a guy, it was maybe, what was it, 3 years ago? 2 years ago? We had this, a big gathering, 150 people met to sign a card to encourage this guy, a cancer survivor, when he was going through his chemo, much like Eric Berry went through. But Spartacus is here tonight, Dan Israel, executive producer of the network. And we're going to chat about the road ahead, primarily the road ahead, but we're going to hear from Andy Reid when we come back with the Hy-Vee Market Grill, 64th Street, Tom Watson Parkway, near the National, between the National and I-29. We'll be back with head coach Andy Reid after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop standard on all engines and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Hey, Chiefs fans, before your next visit to Arrowhead, make a change to your wireless playbook. Switch to Sprint and get unlimited for $25 per month per line with the fifth line free when you add five lines. It's the best price for unlimited and 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile unlimited rates for a family of five. Don't let a 1% difference in network reliability cost you twice as much. Visit Sprint.com/unlimited. Sprint works for the Chiefs. It'll work for you, too. Sprint is proud to be the official wireless service partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Sounds like a touchdown for Chiefs Kingdom.
Limited time offer. Savings till $131.19, then $38 per month per line for five lines without a pay discount. Applied within two invoices. Compared to advertised Verizon Beyond Unlimited, T-Mobile One Plus plan and AT&T Unlimited Plus rate for five lines. Carrier's features differ. Other monthly charges apply, include unlimited talk, text, and data. Streams video out up to HD 1080p. Music at 1.5 megabits per second. Gaming update, megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Excludes tax to surcharges and roaming. Claim based on Sprint's analysis of latest Nielsen drive test data for average network reliability. Voice and data in top 106 markets. Restrictions apply.
Sing it. What's in store for you when you visit your local Hy-Vee Market Grill? Well, you might want to sit down for this. Hy-Vee Market Grill is a full-service, sit-down, honest-to-goodness restaurant and bar with a friendly waitstaff to seat you and serve you at your table and a full menu, including fresh pastas, aged steaks, grilled seafood, and more. So don't just sit there. Come on in, have a seat, and try Hy-Vee Market Grill. Visit Hy-Vee Market Grill today. Go to HyVeeMarketGrill.com for the location nearest you.
Need a pick-me-up? Here's one. Hy-Vee Aisles Online makes grocery shopping simpler than ever with store pickup. Just order your groceries online and let us do the shopping. Choose your pickup time and we'll even bring your groceries right to your car. When life's pace keeps picking up, Hy-Vee Aisles Online grocery pickup is the perfect pick-me-up. Save time. Shop online. Try Hy-Vee Aisles Online Grocery Pickup today.
LMC Truck has the parts and accessories for your Chevy, GMC, Dodge, and Ford trucks. Shop the online catalog with detailed illustrations to find the parts you need. Stop by the showroom in Lenexa, Kansas, or you can order a free catalog today at lmctruck.com. For your drive to the game, get the parts from LMC Truck.
Kareem Hunt goes in motion, left to right. Right hip of Alex Smith, handoff Kareem Hunt, blasts into line. He's got a touchdown! Kansas City, the Chiefs strike first in this playoff game as Kareem Hunt blasts it in from a yard away.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Market Grill on 64th Street, Tom Watson Parkway, near the National, just west of I-29. If you want to come out and join us, final show of the year. We've had 22 of these. I was hoping we'd have 23. But anyway, with me now, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, a guy that has won 53 games, the most successful Chiefs coach in the first 5 years of a tenure. Double-digit playoff victories, the only Chiefs playoff victory in a generation, and we press on. But with me, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, give it up for Andy Reid. Coach, I'm not going to dwell much on Saturday night. Just one glance back, and then we're going to glance ahead. But to chew on it, difficult. I had a chance to put them away.
Yeah, we did. We had the lead. You have an 18-point lead. I think you're going to put the nail in the coffin, as they'd say. We didn't do it. It's a gut wrenching thing. It's tough on everybody. It's tough on the fans, and they're so well deserving. The thing I'd say is, hang in there. No different than the team. You hang in there, and you keep pushing. There's optimism in the future. We've got a good football team coming back. We do have good coaches, and I'm fired up about the future. I got to get the knot out of the stomach here from the past, but we'll do that. That's time will take care of that, and then we move on and we get this thing revved up again. The support by the fans was phenomenal. We appreciate every minute of it, and we're bound and determined we're gonna bring that trophy to Kansas City, and we'll need everybody to do that. And so that's it'll be a beautiful thing when that happens, and we'll appreciate even it a little bit more.
And the question is, what now? I mean, how you handle this? Coach Nagy's already gone to Chicago, but just how you handle it as a staff and evaluation, and what do you do now for the next 60 days?
Yeah, so there's always change in the NFL. I mean, that's part of it. That whole not for long deal is true, and so things change, and that's okay. That's what it's all about. There's some consistency, though, that we've got here that other teams don't have. I mean, we could line up and play tomorrow and do probably even better than we did there because we've got a few more guys healthy. So, but it's one of those things that there will be change, and then it's the next man up has an opportunity to achieve. We've got a good system in place in all three phases. We've got good players that are going to be returning. We had a pretty extensive IR list that will feed back into the mainstream of the team, and then we roll. So, but you always anticipate this change happening. That's all part of it.
And we're all hurting tonight, but when people get over this and think about you're going to return next year, maybe one of the top three wide receivers in the league, the top tight end, one of the top three young running backs, you get Spencer Ware back, you get Chris Conley back, Albert Wilson emerging. I mean, you're getting some of the best young talent in this league, exciting players back for next year.
Well, you do, and that's just the offensive side. You take the, you know, one of the key hearts of your defense, the biggest valve there, and that's Eric Berry. So you filter him back in, and you get the defensive line healthy once again, and the outside backers with a D Ford back in there, and your secondary becomes a little bit more whole with experience from the guys coming back. You got a young linebacking core, man, that can rock and roll and inside, and so all of a sudden you go, you know what, there's something to look forward to. Special teams is going to be solid, and here we go. So, and Brett Veach will do work his magic here in the off season. It'll be something for people to look at and enjoy watching him put together another team here for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Sea of Red there. So it's you know, as much as we feel that doggone it in our gut right now, there's good in the future.
What about the young talent? This might be the best collection of young talent, both sides of the ball. I mentioned the offensive guys, but young talent that could emerge that might be the best since the early Stram days in this franchise.
Well, there is. There's a ton of young talent, and there'll be more. You know, so that's exciting, and it's exciting for both sides of the ball. Our defensive guy side got a little slighted a bit just with the injuries and that took place and some of the age, and you know, these young guys will emerge and filter in with the older guys, and good things will happen.
Well, it's been what a season. I mean, up and down season, but to win division titles back to back, and I know people are going to say, well, hey, that it really is in the postseason. Yeah, but isn't there something, Andy, that you can't kick in a door if you're not kicking on it? I mean, if you keep kicking on the door, that baby's going to go wide open.
Yeah, you can't be afraid to challenge. That's something, and you're never going to get better unless you're willing to stick it out there and go for it. And so, we did that, and we worked through some, you know, pretty tough times there, and bounced back and showed some heart. It didn't work out. The chances of what happened Saturday. It just normally doesn't. The ball doesn't normally bounce that way. So, but you come back, you learn from it, and you come back for it. But it was hard. It's hard to get to the playoffs. I mean, that's a hard thing to do. This is a National Football League, and so you know, we're getting used to it. But you don't ever get complacent with it, man. And so it's a good lesson for all of us to learn. We all have to do better. And when you got to take it up a notch, man, you're there, you bust your tail to get there, and now you got to kick it into overdrive, and we're going to do that.
We can forget 5 years ago on this day. This is January the 8th. I think it's about the time you were just getting first in the chair. Let me just say, for the Kingdom, 5 years, 53 wins, you become the dominant team in the division at 16-2, and we roll into next year. But thanks for doing these all year long. You never shy away from it. And I'll just say I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. The Redheads, you gotta stick together a little bit, man, all of us. So tough times and not, we're Kansas City proud, man.
Well, thanks for being with us all year long. I know they're setting out there, so I'll let you say goodbye one final time before we go into 18.
Goodbye to those Redheads, man. Goodbye to the fans, too.
And they're here. We'll be back with more from the show from Hy-Vee Market Grill, 64th Street, Tom Watson Parkway. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Kareem Hunt left of Alex Smith. They fake to him. Now they're going to fire for the end zone. Near side. Touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelce spikes the football near the painted sea. Tasting the sweet nectar of the end zone, the Chiefs lead by two touchdowns. And that pass by Alex Smith now puts him number one in Chiefs history in playoff touchdown passes.
Welcome back. We are at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, 64th Street. Tom Watson Parkway, just between the National and I-29 here in the Northland. Yeah, that's a record. Alex Smith's touchdown pass better than Lenny. He has more touchdown passes in the postseason now than any quarterback in Kansas City Chiefs history. And don't forget, Bentley's here tonight with their Georgia hoodie on. Don't forget Tickets for Less. Tickets, all your sporting and concerts events year-round. Visit ticketsforless.com to check out all sports, concerts, and theater events going on now. We've got specials here tonight at this great Hy-Vee Market Grill, our 23rd show of the year. It's been ups and downs. It's been crazy, but a lot of you, and some of you have been here for every show. We appreciate all of you and the huge crowds we've had all year long. Two gentlemen are with me now that I get to be shoulder to shoulder with them through all of the ups and downs. It starts with training camp. It really starts in the off season. We do a lot of off season shows and work together, but two guys that are two of the biggest blessings in my life, professionally, that I can tell you about. But one is a 15-year veteran, of the National Football League, a Rose Hill, Kansas native, national champion of Pittsburgh State, played in a Super Bowl with the Steelers, played with the Saints, 7 years with us, 8 years with us, 7 years, seven, and revolutionized the game as the best long snapper the game has ever seen. But please give it up tonight for the snapper, Kendall Gammon. And a man who is might be the most underappreciated guy in the entire Chiefs kingdom. I don't even know how to describe how good he is as far as his expertise, our sound, his approach to the Chiefs. He and Kendall have a terrific podcast, but the NFL calls him. He just happens to live in Kansas City and love the Chiefs and love doing this. But it was about 2.5, 3 years ago, diagnosed with cancer. And this show responded for him to give him support. But his name is Spartacus, and he's the executive producer of the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. Please give it up for Dan Israel.
I thought for sure you were going to introduce him as Kendall Gammon, and the other guy is not.
Well, yeah, that's nope. You deserve that. You'd be underappreciated again by doing that. You get two. You're too underappreciated. But we could look back at the last week's game. That thing has been. Last Saturday night's game, but I think Andy's comments turned the show toward 2018. And being with him today, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, so you can stay tuned to all this. And he's trying to figure out what's happening. But he is genuinely excited, you guys, about 2018. I could see it in his eyes and hear it in his voice. What excites you as this team goes forward to get rid of what happened Saturday night and look ahead?
Well, first off, he should be excited, and it's not surprising because the team is young and there's a lot of people coming back, as you mentioned. You know, I could start a lot of different places. You've kind of covered the offense a little bit, and we'll cover it some more in a little bit. But, you know, defensively, you know, I look at the linebacker situation in terms of Reggie Ragland and how he's developed. Had a chance to talk to him this week, and He was just like, Kendall, you know, each and every week I just feel more and more comfortable. And you could see it. You could see him diagnosing plays, recognizing fronts, inserting himself into the line of scrimmage, making plays. And he's proved that he's not just a two-down backer. He's a three-down backer who can run sideline to sideline, who can cover the tight end, who can cover backs, and really is a three-down backer. And that's what you want with somebody. And the fact that they went and got him the way they did from Buffalo, I just think was fabulous. And that's one of many people that I'm excited about. I think the defensive line is up and coming as well.
You know, for me, Mitch, the last 48 hours, I'll be honest with you, man, Sunday was tough. Sunday, I could not get out of the funk. And it was really hard to kind of address where's this team going to go. But over the last, especially today, and seeing the difference already in Coach Reed, because after the game, those guys were drained, man. I could not believe that locker room. It really was. They were shell-shocked.
Yeah.
And to see he's already moved on to putting the 2018 pieces together, that excites me. Because Coach has a handle on this, and he's got a lot of talent returning to this team. Yes, it's going to be different. They always are, right? That's the nature of this league. The business of this league forces it to be a different team, a different puzzle that you have to work every year. But, man, we got a guy who's a puzzle master, and he's coming back with some seriously big pieces. You're going to get Eric Berry back. That's huge, right?
That is huge. Yes. You got it.
Eric's already dedicated himself. He's going to be in town all off season. You know, there's a lot of guys that look to Eric as to be that leader in that on that, especially the defense, but in the locker room in and of itself. You get Eric Berry back. You're going to get guys like Chris Conley back, like you mentioned. There's just a number of players. Spencer Ware. I don't even know how you put put Spencer and Ware and Kareem Hunt on the field at the same time. That is not fair.
Yeah, right.
That's like having, you might as well throw Tyreek out on the field at the same time, too. Oh, yeah. We can do that. There's so much talent coming back to this team.
In perspective, and I don't want it to be hyperbole. Let's just sit here and think about it, and I'll debate anybody who wants to debate it. You're going to have one of the top three young wide receivers in Tyreek Hill. You're going to have the top tight end in Travis Kelce. You're going to have one of the top running backs, three top young running backs in Kareem Hunt. Chris Jones could potentially be a Buck Buchanan kind of player. You mentioned Reggie Ragland. We've had great linebackers and love them all. But I'm not sure they haven't had a guy like this potentially since a Willie Lanier. I mean, you're talking like the 60s.
Yeah.
And getting started with what Stramat. These guys are all at the beginning of this story, not the end.
No question about it. And I mean, this was essentially Reggie's first year, and at 6'1", 250, he can be a thumper inside, but he can run sideline to sideline and play laterally, and that's what you want. And, you know, being around him, I've been around some good linebackers in my day, and you can see it. And, you know, one of those is DJ. I mean, you can see it in his eyes. I mean, he loves this game. He loves playing it. He's very appreciative of Chiefs Kingdom, of the fact that he was brought here into a system that fits his style of play. And, yeah, the sky's the limit. There is, you know, they talk about ceilings on people, and they know he has a ceiling. I'm not sure they know how high of a ceiling he has, but it's there. And I think some really impressive things are yet to come from Reggie.
Guys like Ragland, you could see improve every week. And what more do you want out of a player? If you're a coach, you want to see a guy get better every single week.
Yes.
And so until he hits that ceiling, boy, you just have a lot of potential there.
And when you look at a guy like Harrison Butker, and he misses the 48-yard field goal, and yes, that was huge. Mm-hmm. That's going to put up 24-10 at the least at the point. But him coming back now, I mean, I just see the kid as a weapon. And he proved that in 13 weeks. He shattered records and didn't even play the first 3 weeks of the season. Mm-hmm. I hope he rebounds from the playoff miss, because, Kendall, we've seen that kind of throw young guys off where one kick can take him. You know, it's the Ace Ventura syndrome.
Right.
But I don't think that's going to happen with this guy.
No, not for him. He's a different cat. You can see it in him, in his eyes and how he handles himself. And, you know, I've talked with Dave Tobe, special teams coordinator for the Chiefs, at length about it, which is – you know, this guy's different. He's got a little something different to him in terms of how he handles himself, how he handles success, and how he handles failure. And I don't see anything different. If anything, you're going to see him develop more, because we've seen about 85% of his leg strength. And he's kicking at a certain level to try to stay accurate. And, yes, I understand he missed the one that you'd like to have had. But in general, he was up there amongst the best kickers. And to have somebody like that as a weapon in this day and age, when so many games are decided by so few points, that's something to be relished. And then I think you can't let it go unnoticed, and the fact that he can kick the ball into and through the end zone on a regular basis. And that was really precipitated the type of field position that it gave our defense throughout the year as well.
Yeah, it was just significant.
I was just going to say, I think you saw a little bit of Butker's mental fortitude in the way he came into this league. I mean, he missed his first field goal, came right back, and got, you know, had won several games this way. What did he total misses? 3-4 misses total for the season?
Yeah.
I think you've seen a little bit of that, and I agree with Kendall. I think he's going to be a fantastic young player as he matures and he learns the stadiums. He's going to be a formidable weapon for the Chiefs.
And he'll have a whole camp. He'll have an whole offseason.
No question.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that'll be huge.
Same with Ragland. He had no camp, no offseason.
With kickers, the ones that get a moniker about them, that being a little bit flaky, are the ones who don't last in the league very long. And I think Harrison's going to be one of those guys who lasts a long time. I've been around some good kickers. Of course, Morton Anderson just went into the Hall of Fame this year. It's guys like that are very normal, that you could talk with, and you're just one of the guys, and that's what I can see in Harrison. Those are the type of guys that have a chance to make a career at a place like Kansas City, and it should be interesting to watch, no doubt.
Again, we're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, 64th Street, Tom Watson Parkway, between the National and I-29, a great location, and we have had – Hy-Vee's been fabulous all year. If you want to come join us, still got some time. Burger, fries, tap beer, just $6.99, steak and a tap beer, $12.99. Okay, looking at adjustments and defensively, and one of the issues of the game Saturday night was what kind of reared its ugly head during the swoon, and that was not getting off the field on third and long in specific. I mean, there was third and 10, third and 10, third and 9, third and 6, or third and goal from the 6, which is the pass went back to Mariota. As we look at this from an adjustment standpoint, how much of that do you think will be scheme? How much is personnel? But I think everybody's in agreement that's got to be tweaked going into 18.
I think it's a combination of the both, Mitch. I think you're going to see the Chiefs looking in free agency and or the draft for edge rushers. And quite honestly, I'm not breaking any ground there. Everybody's looking for edge rushers in the NFL. They are not a dime a dozen. They're tough to come by. And when you find one who's good, you latch on to them. And if you can get a couple, that's even better. And certainly I think that's something that then has a chance to make – the entire defense better, certainly from the coverage standpoint. Generally, good coverages have good pass rushing up front, and when the two mesh and work together, that's when you get a defense that's really solid.
I don't think you can undervalue the role of Eric Berry in that either. 7 of 7 third down conversions. You can't tell me Eric Berry wouldn't have made a difference in that. Yeah. And I think getting him back will make a huge change in the way they can play that. You know, not dropping Justin Houston maybe into coverage as much or what have you.
Yeah, and several of those first downs were two tight ends, which is who Eric Berry would be covering, to your point. So you're dead on for sure.
And it's going to be exciting. He's in a whole different place. He's always been a unique guy. But being around him the last month has been like, wow. He's just taken it to another level as far as his leadership, his empathy, but what he wants to become, too. He wants to be even more of an impact, not out in front of everything. He just wants to see this happen.
He has that uber laser focus with the demeanor of a Lynn Dawson, you know, really stabilizing influence, but totally focused. I mean, it's fun to be around.
Well, there's going to be some defensive adjustments, and stay tuned for all of that. That can include personnel changes, obviously going to be roster changes, and staff changes. We'll see. We'll know. But we'll just kind of stay tuned on all that. Again, Matt Nagy today, the Chiefs offensive coordinator, is the new head coach of the Chicago Bears. Matt's a brilliant guy. We all love him.
Congratulations to him, but I'm weeping inside for us.
Yeah, I know. He's a bright guy. But, Kendall, part of this, and you were part of the Steelers' success, it's a testimony to how good the Chiefs have been the last 5 years, because now teams are coming here to find their coaches.
Yeah, and that's really that's what you want. I mean, if your coaches aren't going somewhere, that means that they're not doing their job, quite honestly, and it's tough. And really, up until this year, we've kept most of it together, if not all of it together. But it is what it is. It's not the first time that it's happened to Andy and regime, and it won't be the last. And he'll navigate it just fine, because I'm going to tell you right now, there is nobody in this world coaching-wise that if they hear that Andy Reid is on the phone, they're taking that call. They're just simply taking the call.
And he's our coach.
Yes.
He's our coach.
Yes.
It's not the guy that's coaching some other team. All right, you guys know how this works. Kenda, you'll do it first. Hey, we're going to get after this in 2018, and no guy better to do it than the best long snapper ever to play in this game. So here we go. As we go to break, it's time to put the hammer down. We're going to talk about the next step for the Kansas City Chiefs and look at next year's schedule, which is very interesting. We'll do that at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, final Chiefs Kingdom show of the year. 23 shows we've done going all the way back to August, the 7th consecutive weeks. We'll be back after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop standard on all engines and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Hey, Chiefs fans, before your next visit to Arrowhead, make a change to your wireless playbook. Switch to Sprint and get unlimited for $25 per month per line with the fifth line free when you add 5 lines. It's the best price for unlimited, and 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile unlimited rates for a family of 5. Don't let a 1% difference in network reliability cost you twice as much. Visit Sprint.com/unlimited. Sprint works for the Chiefs. It'll work for you, too. Sprint is proud to be the official wireless service partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Sounds like a touchdown for Chiefs Kingdom.
Limited time offer, savings till $131.19, then $38 per month per line for 5 lines with auto pay discount applied within 2 invoices. Compared to advertised Verizon Beyond Unlimited, T-Mobile One Plus plan, and AT&T Unlimited Plus rate for 5 lines. Carrier's features differ. Other monthly charges apply, include unlimited talk, text, and data. Streams video out up to HD 1080p. Music don't 1.5 megabits per second. Gaming update, megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Claim based on Sprint's analysis of latest Nielsen drive test data for average network reliability. Voice and data in top 106 markets. Restrictions apply.
And let's go down to the field for the call.
After the play, it has been ruled this Kansas Lottery Chiefs instant ticket is a non-winning ticket. On further review, this ticket can be entered online for a chance to win one of 8 Chiefs prize packages, including access to the penthouse suite during a 2018 Kansas City Chiefs game. Even further review shows you get a pregame stadium tour, draft day tickets, and much, much more. See KSLottery.com for details.
If you're a football fan, you're a fan for life. As a baby, you wore a onesie that said, "Don't fumble me." In college, you painted your entire body red and gold and went to the game. You married your spouse because they play fantasy football with you. You bought a house so you could throw bigger football parties. You had a baby and put her in your "Don't fumble me" onesie. You bank at Capital Federal because Cap Fed's there for life, just like football. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Mariota throwing for the end zone again, and it's intercepted on the far side. Peters has it at the 20, up the boundary, getting two blocks. Now tries to cut it back inside. Marcus Peters with the pick. Peters reads the play and gets the interception.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Market Grill. Yes, that interception, that was huge. Chiefs didn't score off of it. That was kind of one of the deals in this game, was two turnovers gained and didn't score off of it. The other one that was big was the fumbled punt, because it looked like that was the Bucker missed field goal. But
wouldn't have mattered if they'd scored.
Yeah, but Tennessee had kind of seized momentum anyway at the game, and I'm thinking, you know, a touchdown makes it 27-10 late in the third quarter, because it burned up so much time to get that Mariota tip crazy touchdown. But anyway, I thought Peters, when I reviewed the game, he was as competitive as he's ever been. He was trying to win that game.
No question. Time.
More physical.
Yeah, he was so physical and fought his tail off even down to the final play. We talked about big decisions on offense, I mean on defense before the break. And quickly on offense, what do you think has to happen to get this team over the hump? We talked about the guys coming back and the young players. But in your opinion, if you said, hey, this needs to be a little bit better, what would you guys say?
Well, I'm going to put $20 on the table to kick into whatever bucket we can get for Eric Bieniemy to become our next coordinator, because if he can do for the offense what he does for the I'm ready for that. But, you know, I think one of the things that they were so good at, and I guess it's going to be incumbent, the business of the football here is really going to factor whether Alex Smith returns to this team, whether he doesn't return to this team. But somehow they have to be as cohesive, in my opinion, as they were early in the year, and they were really good at that, Mitch. It seemed like they were on the same page all the time.
Yeah, it's a unique staff in that regard. What do you think, Kendall?
Well, certainly anytime you can add some type of weapon offensively to a team that has several, you're going to get Conley back. You know, you could make the argument that you want to maybe create a little more competition at the left guard position, but offensively I think the offensive line is in pretty good position and probably has quite a bit of depth, but if I were going to go somewhere, it would be there, certainly.
And I think it'll be competitive in camp, that offensive line, where maybe Parker Anger and a Brian Witzman get after it and challenge it there. I think if Duvernay Tardif can stay healthy, he's a Pro Bowler.
Right.
But I would say the red zone. The red zone. The red zone numbers went down, and they were in the bottom third, and we know in the playoffs in particular, and there was a zillion Butker field goals. Awesome. But you start hitting, turning some of those into sevens, Kendall and Danny, what does that do to a team?
Well, yeah, that would make all the difference in the world, especially in the fact that the Chiefs are so good at scoring touchdowns from outside of the red zone. So if you added this to that, that would be the 1-2 punch. And that's the one thing you like for this Chiefs team, is they got a lot of chunk yards this year, and that's always important. But, yeah, you bring up certainly a valid point.
And number one in the NFL, by the way, in points outside of the red zone. The Chiefs were number one in the
NFL.
It's
amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We have never, you and I, all three of us have done this for a long time. That's never been the case. But those tight windows in the red zone, making sure you cash it in when you got the chance, finishing folks out, and, you know, giving you 4 to 7 more points a game, which I don't think is out of the realm of possibility next year with the group this guy's got coming back.
No, and you give your defense that much more opportunity to rest. You know, you stay out on the field longer, the better you make the team as a whole.
I'd say this. The Chiefs, and listen, I'm going to give it the asterisk here because I know winning in the postseason is what it's all about. But the Chiefs in the last 3 years are 16-2 against the AFC West.
It's amazing.
You can go back for 58 years. It's never been that way. You're 16-2 against the division. So who do you want to be? Do you want to be the Chargers, Broncos, or Raiders? I know Chucky's coaching the Raiders, so get Puppet Lady to get the Chucky doll out to get after that next year. Queen Brenda will do it anyway. She's got an old Chucky doll from way back. I know. That's a whole different story. Ralph's dealt with it. The therapy is going great. Guys, the Chiefs right now are the team. People are chasing the Chiefs in the division. We're not chasing three other teams.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't apologize for being good every year and getting into the playoffs. And, yeah, you pre-qualified it with, yes, you've got to get wins. You want to get going there. But the only way to do that is to continue to get back in the best position as a division winner and have a chance to do something. That's what you continually do. And it's not easy. It just really isn't. 15 years in the league, and, you know, my first four with the Steelers, you know, AFC Championship game twice, Super Bowl once, win the division a couple times. I just thought it was your God-given right to go to the playoffs. Then I went to the Saints, and that's where the character-building years started. And then I came to my hometown Chiefs, and it was fabulous. And, you know, you're up and down a little bit, but you can't take these things for granted. And anytime you have a chance to get into the tournament, you have a chance. And you should be happy about what we have going on here and understand that there's good times ahead.
You started the show right, Mitch. You said you got to be kicking on that door. If you expect to kick it down, you got to kick on it every year. And it's as simple as that. Coach is 1-4. Everybody's 1-4, 1-4. Yeah, that's five playoff games, guys. Five playoff games in 5 years.
I mean, and here's the other thing. They got only two playoff wins, you know, ever in franchise history. Well, there's only been eight total,
yeah,
I think. So how about getting some more of those? I mean, your numbers kind of go way up. We're going to be back to close things out on the show. Just a reminder, again, we're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, 64th Street, Tom Watson Park. We are Hy-Vee folks have been amazing all year long in so many ways. 70,000 towels at that game. And attack everything, fear nothing. We're taking that into 18. And tickets for less. I don't know if Bentley's still here or not, but ticketsforless.com for sports, concerts, theater events, everything going on with them. We're going to be back to close out. Actually, we're going to be back to start the year with the close of the show. We'll be back after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Thank you. And the Chiefs have to be careful here. Pump faking. Now they throw left for the end zone. DeMarcus Robinson caught it. Touchdown, Kansas City. Forget about being careful. Just dial up DeMarcus Robinson, his first National Football League touchdown of any kind.
Welcome back to our final segment, actually our beginning segment of the 2018 season, just our final segment of our 23rd show of this year. DeMarcus Robinson in the two-minute. You guys thought there, this team made a big-time improvement in the two-minute offense this year, but that guy, I mean, at 57 of the 79 yards.
That was impressive. I think four catches on that drive alone and just what he did. And, you know, that's somebody we overlooked, which is you need to be excited about him as well.
Absolutely.
The competition at the wide receiver position next year is strong as it's ever been.
He's a tall guy. He can high point well. He's going to be formidable. As he gains experience in this league, he's only going to get better. It'll be fun to watch to where he hits that ceiling.
I've said it before. I don't think there's anything harder in all the professional sports, all of them, than trying to get a touchdown in the two-minute offense. It's very difficult to do. It takes a lot of skill and guts and acumen. The Chiefs did it against a very good defense. All right, next year's schedule. Here we go. You want the home games? We got all the fans here. We got the Redcoaters here and everybody and the Geeks. Here's your home games. Playing the NFC West next year, the Arizona Cardinals and Rob Alberino's San Francisco 49ers resurgent with Garoppolo, if they're re-signing. Baltimore and Cincinnati, because we cross-pollinated against the AFC North. Jacksonville is the 1-1 match, and then the division games. What do you see there in those games, guys?
Well, you know, the division games, Coach has got those in hand, so those are easy. It's going to be New England. It's going to
be 6-0 there. So.
And judging what I saw Jacksonville on Sunday, I don't know if that's going to be that.
Oakland's got Gruden, though. Got to be careful.
That's true.
Chucky's back.
Chucky's back. So, Ken, I'll let you handle the road games then. Here's the road games. Seattle, the Rams, on the road. Pittsburgh, again. Cleveland in the John Dorsey Bowl. New England, again. Who knows what's going to happen there? Interesting.
Mm-hmm. A lot of news going on.
And then the division games.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You you judge it right now, but really it's a new year, and some teams that you think are going to be fabulous next year, who knows what they're going to come up with. But certainly going to Pittsburgh, going to New England will be challenging, no question about it. Cleveland will be Cleveland. They'll get better, but they've got a long ways to go.
Not overnight.
Yeah, but not overnight, not over a year.
And there's some talk. There may be a game in Mexico City. Not a home game, right, so everybody can relax, but there's a lot of discussion about maybe Mexico City next year.
You know what I love about the schedule, too, and it is you do well in the NFL, you have to play a tough schedule.
Right.
That's the only way it works. But what I like about that, and Coach Reed's kind of converted me with this, is in order to be a great team, you got to play good teams.
Yeah.
In order to do big math, you got to do you got to practice it. And so you got to like that.
And when you win the division back-to-back, you get the 1-1 crossover.
That's the way it works.
That's the way it works, yep. My thanks to these guys. Please give them a giant cheer. Terrific guys. Blessed by them. Dan Israel, executive producer of the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network, and Kendall Gammon, longtime long snapper and color analyst on the Chiefs Network. And also a special thanks to Danny Welniak. She was fabulous this year on the sideline. 23 shows. Special thanks to people who have made this happen. Brad G. in the Chiefs PR department helps chase down the players we get every week. Chuck Castellano, Amanda Carlo in the community relations department. Kellen Bingosh and the folks in the marketing department, sales department. Two guys that have been here every show. Charlie Carlin, Kyle Huppy. Yeah. Charlie's been fantastic. At the NASA Control Room headquarters, this is the largest network in the NFL. Cody Lee Scarborough, Ken Cox, Kelly Will. Where is Kelly Will?
Yay, Kelly.
She brings the hammer every week, figuratively and physically. She is amazing. This is an amazing young lady. But mainly thanks to all of you, the fans. Thanks for being here every week. We're going to get after this again next year on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has Chiefs tickets at the lowest prices with no fees. Ticket differently at Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Chiefs Kingdom Show is an exclusive presentation of the Chiefs Radio Network. One team, one kingdom, one network. The Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.